Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In a world with work deadlines and horrible bosses.
You apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS report.
And your team may be in last place. We can all find comfort in sports, like a signal in the sky.
Oh, come on. You're gonna leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
They call upon Gwynn and Chris with Tony Gwynn Jr.
I'm kind of a hermit. I like to be in the house all day long if possible, but a lot of times the wifey doesn't allow it.
And Chris Ello.
Keep all your arms and legs away from my mouth when Sonic arrives. Wow, that was the perfect clip. Brother.
Let's go! Gwynn and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I can't. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
black
at the
cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween.
Thursday
night
right,
football,
yeah.
Not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five.
He's Who brought
walking.
The cat?
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW people who get it now, a policeman.
Yeah, the black cat didn't bode well for the home team. New York Giants would go on to lose to the Dallas Cowboys 37-18. Welcome in to Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr. here in San Diego. Chris Ello out in Hawaii. How are you doing, Chris?
That Kevin Harlan is funny, man. He's funny. I mean, doing play-by-play of the cat walking down the five-yard line, that's pretty good stuff. Number one. Number two, he gets the sponsor in.
Yeah, he does.
When the cat gets into the end zone. That's how you have a long, successful career, Tony. We got to keep that in mind.
True.
Always get those sponsors in and always, you know, give them a little extra love when you can. So
true,
that was good stuff.
True professional, no doubt about it. Got a jam-packed show for you guys today. Stacey Terry, Aztecs women basketball coach, will join us at 5:45. We always will have our day of Chris versus the Fan at 3:45. Jason Benetti. Now, he's been kind of like our white whale here for the last month. We have pinned him down, and we are hopeful that we get him on today at 4:15. In case you don't know who that is the White Sox radio play-by-play man. A very, very interesting story. We hope you guys can tune in to listen. We got Kirk Kenny joining us, talk a little bit about San Diego State. Of course, the women's basketball team opens tonight in Hawaii. But the big story of the day, which I'm not completely perplexed by this, but it confuses me a little bit.
I heard you on your crossover with the coach John Quintero. So I'm kind of ready for your feelings on this story.
Well, Chris, I don't get it. Like, okay, the Chargers clearly have had an attendance problem in 3 years that they've been there. The visiting team's fans have dominated the attendance, and it seemingly has gotten worse every year. Granted, I 100% get that.
So now people are making up stories.
Right, and this is the part that's mind-boggling. Now, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Now I got to start looking towards myself. And we've had this now. This is the third consecutive year in which the Padres, the Chargers, are rumored to be looking into moving. This has happened all 3 years now, mind you. And each year, everybody denies it, nothing happens, and they're right back in Los Angeles the following year, Chris.
And it's going to continue to be the way you just said, Tony, and you're 100% right. Here's what's happening. I'm trying to diagnose exactly where this is all coming from every single time, and I honestly think it's San Diego-type sources that are still ticked off that, you know, Dean Spanos took the Chargers out of San Diego up to Los Angeles. So we hear about this every time there's a game and there's a lot of Green Bay Packer fans in the stands or a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans in the stands because we hate Dean Spanos and we hate the entire organization. So we want to see bad things happen to them. I don't know how it's going to benefit San Diego, though, in any way, shape, or form. Let's just say the Chargers did move to London. What does that mean? We can tell Dean Spanos, hey, told you so? So what? It's not. We're not going to get anything out of that. And if he moves to Los Angeles, if he moves to another stadium, if he moves to London, if he moves to Alaska, I don't care where he goes. It's not going to help us in San Diego any. So you're right, Tony. It's time for us as San Diego to get over it. And you know what? The thing is, it's not only get over it, but, you know, I'm tired of people also saying, stop talking about the Chargers. Nobody cares about them. Okay, we have to talk about the Chargers because there's still Charger fans here. That's fine. Right. And that's true. Anybody who thinks that's not true doesn't take a look at the television ratings every single weekend, which prove that people still like the Chargers here in San Diego. So there's two things that we know are true. One, there are still fans here. Two, we got to stop caring about what happens, what horrible, you know, fate awaits Dean Spanos, because no horrible fate is going to await him other than him cashing in on a ton of money, because the Los Angeles Chargers are worth far more than the San Diego Chargers were. And that's just the rotten truth.
It is. And just from a San Diego side, right? Like, we... And put it this way, until there is a report that actually materializes into true fact, and it has to do with San Diego, why do we care?
Thank you.
And at least I could at least understand why we would be having this conversation if this same story was written and it was San Diego. Now, I would be highly skeptical of the story, but at least I could understand, okay, that has to do with us here. So, okay, that makes sense for us to be talking about it and getting all up in arms about it. But to be moving to London, which has zero to do with not only San Diego, but the entire United States, how does that help?
Like, are we going to throw a parade if the Chargers move to London?
I think it's exactly what you said, Chris, is that we would get to say, I told you so, which is the most petty thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's not going to do us any good. And you're right. If the story yesterday came out, which is obviously incorrect, and, you know, we've talked about this, the journalistic ethic in our country these days is not great. But if the story came out yesterday and said the Chargers are talking internally about moving to San Diego, I will tell you this. I'll even go as far as to say this. If Dean Spanos himself stood up on a podium and said, you know what? I made a mistake. You know what? I should have never left. You know what? The San Diego people were good to us. I love the people in San Diego. I should have never left. We want to come back to San Diego. I'm going to tell you this, Tony. If he said that, I still would not believe that the Chargers are coming back to San Diego, and I'll tell you why. Because who here is going to build a stadium? We're right back in the same issue that we had before.
That part right there. Like, we don't even have a stadium at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
So even if he stood up and he said, hey, you guys were all right, I was wrong. You told me so, and I'm an idiot, and you're right. The city of San Diego, I beg your forgiveness. I'm bringing the Chargers back. We're right back where we started from. We don't have a stadium for him to play in, and who's going to build one?
Right. Right.
So stop it, everybody. Just move on to things that matter, like tonight's Bulls-Lakers game, the biggest NBA game of the season.
No kidding.
There we go.
We got that all out of our system. Do we have time to take the call? Oh, we got to get a screen first. Let's play. Speaking of the Spanoses, let's go ahead and play some sound for Mr. Spanos himself about how he feels about possibly moving to London.
Okay, it's total. Okay, we're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home, and this is where we're planning to be for a long time. Okay. Period. Okay, and if you want me to say it again, I'll say it again. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to the NFL Network for providing that sound there from Dean Spanos.
At least Dean Spanos was very polite at the end. Very polite. He, a little mahalo wouldn't have hurt Dean, but hey, I'll take a thank you.
He dropped a thank you.
He stopped to thank everybody after bleeping them off for 15 minutes. That's funny.
That's too funny.
Well, Tony, I'm glad you kind of have the same feeling I do on this. And I've had enough of it. The Chargers thing is not happening, so we need to move on from it. Let's get Mission Valley cranked up. Let's get the shovel in the dirt in Mission Valley. Let's get that Aztec Stadium going. Let's one small step, for man and one small step for big leap for mankind or whatever it is. But
we're landing on the moon?
Yeah, just whatever we can do. And hey, look, in San Diego, we can barely build a new, anything. I mean, everything is unbelievable, with the red tape in this town. So I think we're pretty aware of that, Scraby. So, yeah, let's just try to get this one stadium built, and we'll take it from there.
No
doubt. Go from there, see what happens after that.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to go about it. All right, we're going to step away, pay some bills. We're just getting started today on Gwen and Chris. When we come back, USC has been rumored to have hired from the Aztecs, former Aztecs, I should say, Mike Bone as their new athletic director. That might not actually be the case after they gave some kind of parameters of who we could hire. We'll explain when we come back. .321, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, he's away, ladies and gentlemen. He's out in Hawaii getting ready getting ready for a women's Aztec basketball game.
Hey, don't forget the men open up tonight, too.
The men
right?
do open Gay up
House
tonight.
Arena.
Yes.
Aztec fans get out there, see them play Texas, Texas Arlen? Texas somebody.
Southern?
Texas Southern.
Texas Southern, yeah.
Yeah. Texas Southern. I don't mean to diss Texas Southern, by the way. I apologize if there's any Texas Southern fans listening.
I think they're the Wildcats or something.
I don't know. They have so many teams coming out of Texas. It is hard to keep them all straight.
But, it definitely is. I want to say, we talked about, we teased before the break going to talk a little bit about Mike Bone, and USC, but it dawned on me as we went to break that people may want to actually talk about this whole Charger, I guess story is the word for it.
rumor,
yeah, I guess that's another way you could put it. So if we have time to get to Mike Bone, we will certainly get to it. But let's open up these lines. We want to hear from you guys, 833-288-0973. What's your feelings on this? Because what I think about often when this comes up once a year is the first time that it happened. And I actually got excited about it, thinking that it was a possibility. And as the days went on, you realize how much of a long shot it really is to see an organization move what would be, twice in 4 years or something along those lines?
And basically come right back to where they were now. It did happen in Oakland, but they at least had a stadium to go back to.
Right. Right, so
that's the difference.
That's part of the reason why I feel the way I do. Let's open up these lines. Dexter in Spring Valley, welcome to Gwen and Chris. Thanks for calling in, brother.
How do you do,
Dexter and a boy.
Oh, and Pickles.
There you go. You got it. You got them both down, Pat.
Pickles.
Yep.
What's on your mind, Dex?
So okay, I tried to call in yesterday with this because a buddy of mine who lives in Canada, hardcore fantasy football guys in these different forms, and that's where this came up, and he got it. He sent this information to me yesterday morning about this, and he said that it was either going to be London or Mexico because the league wants to have teams outside of the United States. If it's Mexico, it's still in North America, so logistically with the time and everything, that wouldn't be too bad. But the London thing seems to be more feasible because the league wants to expand into Europe, and all it takes is one team to be the sacrificial goat to go out there and to financially kind of suffer for a little bit. And then they can do expansion. Because remember, NFL Europe was actually pretty popular there. It was just too expensive to maintain that league. And so if they were to do that, they could expand into different cities in Europe, create a conference, a European conference, and then have a true Super Bowl with North American teams and European teams, and then eventually expand into Asia, you know, and, you know, just make this a whole, like, you know, make football the actual, like, a world sport.
Take over the entire world. It's something that could happen in the next maybe 50 years. I don't think it's something that can happen in the next 5 years. I mean, we've talked about the logistics of having a team in London that would honestly have to fly. They'd have to play like 2 4-game homestands, something like that, Tony. You know what I'm saying? To have any logistical chance of traveling back and forth from the United States to London, it's a long way to go. And Mexico is another thing. I mean, you know, these games, when they have the London games, keep in mind the NFL at least is nice enough to give these teams a bye week when they come home so that they can, you know, get rested up. And we've already talked about, you know, playing too often and players getting injured. I don't think it's really feasible. The only thing that would be feasible in my mind, and again, I think it would take a lot longer than 5 years, would be to actually have – yes, NFL Europe, but you'd have to have NFL quality players over there, and then you'd have to have NFL quality players over here, and then maybe the two could meet at the end in some superstar bowl or something that you would put together. But again, that just seems so far down the road. I don't see how you're going to get how are you going to get 10 teams to play in Europe and Mexico and Asia and wherever you were going to get them. Full of NFL players. Who's going to all – not that many people want to go there.
Didn't the last game in Mexico City, like, have some issues with the turf?
Yes. In fact, the last game in Mexico City was played at the Coliseum, actually, in Los Angeles.
It wasn't even work.
It didn't even get played down there. They had to move it to the Coliseum at the last minute. I think there's another game scheduled for Mexico this year. I think it's neat that they do the one game or two a year. I think, you know, the NBA is doing the same thing. Yeah. The NHL's trying it. Baseball's getting in on it. But, you know, these sports are got enough up against them here in the United States along with trying to take over the entire world. You know, I think the NFL's got enough money right now and enough world domination right now that they don't really need to expand overseas. And I just don't think it's not feasible. It really isn't.
More importantly, my guess is that it's not easy to. I mean, although it can be done, I'm sure it's probably not easy to remove an owner like that, just like that on a whim. You're gonna have to get votes from everybody. A certain amount of votes, and who's to say that everybody's on board with that? And because by the sounds of it, Spanos isn't looking like he really wants to go anywhere. So if you force him to move to London or Mexico, my guess is this is going to get caught up somehow, some way in the courts because there's probably going to be a whole bunch of lawsuits filed. Basically, nothing is imminent in terms of the Chargers leaving Los Angeles.
No, and I mean, look, if anybody was ever going to just lie flat right through his teeth to people and say, you know, drop F-bombs and say that he's not leaving Los Angeles and then turn around and actually do it, maybe Spanos would be that guy. But I really don't think he is.
He never spoke with that kind of vigor when it was leaving San Diego. I don't ever remember him dropping any F-bombs.
He didn't, and because he knew that it was always a possibility that he would leave San Diego. And I'm gonna say something that's gonna be unpopular here, but the Chargers leaving San Diego is as much San Diego's fault as it is Dean Spanos's. I know people in San Diego don't want to hear that. They want to think that the owner just picked on up and moved the team out of town. That's really not true. They tried for 10 or 11 years. Now, we can have a debate on how hard they tried.
Right.
And we can have a debate on exactly who did what and who offered what. But he did not just pick up the team on a whim and move them out of town. Had San Diego been able to get its act together and find a way to get an agreement done with Spanos, and maybe that was impossible. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they'd still be here. So That might be an unpopular opinion, but I think it's a rather true opinion.
I think there's a lot of truth to that opinion. All right, let's move back to the phone lines. Adam in Spring Valley, talking Chargers football and moving and all of that goodness. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I completely disagree with you, Chris, first and foremost. I mean, they had an option on the table. They spent more money to move the team than they would have been here to stay and put up the stadium. I mean, they were basically given the land for the lot that Qualcomm is sitting on, saying, here, take this land, $1 a year for the next 99 years and build your stadium, and, you know, and we can go from there. And they ended up spending an atrocious money to move up to L.A., to be L.A., to try to get onto that money grab instead of staying here where there were options. And they didn't make any, like, legitimate, like, you know, situation here. They tried to find the most difficult place in San Diego to get a stadium built, and that was their option. They wanted San Diego to pay for all of it, and then they ended up just walking. It was like, oh, see, we can't get it done. They wanted L.A. the whole time.
I think there's a lot of people who think exactly as you do, Ken, and you have every right to disagree with my opinion on it. And I think, you know, you back up your comments, you know, with some very solid points, but I don't think that's 100% the case. I just don't. I do think that the Chargers did make many offers. It was never enough. It was never enough to appease the city of San Diego. And the city of San Diego was, you're right, the city of San Diego is not going to be held hostage by a football team. Whereas a lot of other cities, they have been held hostage by football teams. City of Cincinnati is going to be paying for the new stadium that the Bengals have for the next 50 years, and they're never going to get out from underneath that. So maybe San Diego was the smart one in all of this.
Well, I was going to say, I think that had a lot to do with why the city wasn't everything wasn't meshing cohesively, right? Because they didn't want to get stuck in a situation where they are paying for a stadium 50 years down the line. So I would say that both parties had a hand in this team moving. Maybe San Diego's reasoning was a much better reason from a standpoint of dollars and cents, but there's no doubt it takes two to tangle, and there was a little bit of pushback on both ends. Nevertheless, there's no need to even relitigate that. That is what it is. They have moved on. The question is, how does it make you feel that we are out here talking about the Chargers relocating to London? It has nothing to do with us. So get back on the phone lines. Michael and Lemon Grove, you're on Gwen and Chris. Oh, you know what, Mike? We'll have to get you on the other side. Scraby just gave me the signal.
Yeah, did you see me panic?
We need to go to break.
Another signal from Scraby.
Did you see me panic?
You know what's funny is I was sitting here in Honolulu, I could see you panic.
Yeah. Oh, full panic. Full panic mode. All right. Step away. When we come back, everybody seems to think the Padres won't spend like they have the last two off seasons. That may not be the case, and we have evidence of it. We'll talk about it when we come back. Gwen and Chris, 97.3, The Fan. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ella, both Aztecs men and women in action tonight. Men's basketball team taking on Texas Southern here in San Diego at VAS Arena. And our Aztec women will be in Hawaii going up against Hawaii in a matchup. We'll have Stacey Terry on later on in the show. Chris, that's the big reason why you're down in Hawaii right now, huh?
That's the only reason.
You've already had your vacation. This is a work trip.
This is a work trip, and I'm enjoying every bit of it, no question. I'm taking advantage of it, but yes, this is in quotes a work trip.
Okay,
as they say.
Before we get into this Padre information, I have, let's take a phone call. Michael in Lemon Grove talking Spanos relocation fee, or just Spanos relocation in general. Michael, how are you doing today? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So Scraby got you with the pump fake there earlier, but so Spanos is at the NFL's whim because he's got 650 million reasons that he's got nothing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And he can do about it. He's got it. He still has to pay the relocation fee to leave San Diego. He can't do that with how he's going to do in L.A., so I'm sure he's going to try to cut some deal to cut that down or get rid of it and tell the NFL, move me where you need to.
Well, that would be interesting if he all of a sudden backpedaled like that. I think we got to remember that they are buying right now until they get into that new stadium. We generally won't know what the revenue is going to be like for the Chargers until they get into that new stadium. And, you know, based on how we like to do things here in America, all things new we love. So I would assume that there would be a lot of people going to those games early, at least, whether, you know, they're Charger fans or not. Now, that being said, I'm not 100% informed on relocation fees, if it's been paid, how it gets paid, how much leverage the NFL holds over the Chargers in this situation. I haven't schooled myself that much to it. Chris, you got anything on that front?
No, and I don't care. I mean, you know, I don't really honestly care what the final finances are for the Spanos family. I only care, honestly, you know, how we can go about getting the National Football League to someday come back to San Diego.
Word.
And that, to me, does not include any conversation that has to do with the name Spanos. So, you know, it's interesting that that he keeps coming up around here because we hate him so much and we hate them so much. And we're hurt by, you know, the fact that they left. But that's not productive anymore, Tony, right? Nope. I mean, the only thing that's going to be productive is figuring out a way to, you know, get somebody who wants to move this team, move their team perhaps to San Diego, or get an expansion team and get an owner who says, hey, I'll come in and build a stadium, and I'd love to be in America's finest city. Let's get somebody at the head of that movement, because that's the one that matters, not the other thing.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Now, the last caller, Michael, who called in, mentioned he's basically at the disposal of the NFL. Now, you could maybe convince me that there's a scenario in which they force him to sell, some big-time owner or big-time money guy buys the team and wants to move him back here. You might be able to sell me on that. But as long as Spanos is at the helm of the Chargers, I just can't see a way in which they get back here. I just can't.
Mm-mm.
And to be honest with you, I'm not sure that people out here would all of a sudden be that warm to a team that's owned by the Spanos family, really want to support a team that comes back here. Now, I could be wrong on that, but that's the only scenario in which I see the Chargers even remotely having a chance to come back here. And obviously, the story today isn't about them moving back here. It's about them moving to London, which is a whole other thing. So,
which I think the fans in San Diego heard that and thought that it sounded like they're going to be able to, they're actually moving to Jupiter, which would be the punishment that Spanos deserves. But it's not. There's no punishment for Spanos. There's no punishment going to be handed down for Spanos. His team is worth so much money in Los Angeles that no matter what ends up happening, no matter how few people attend the games, no matter how poorly it might go in the new stadium, Dean Spanos, Alex Spanos, the whole Spanos clan, they're going to come out on top in the end of this thing. And, you know, that's just the way it goes. So, you know, San Diego, like Tony and I said, I think at 3 o'clock, get over it. Let's figure out a way to try to get something new, a new idea, a bright new idea. You know, let a task force be put together that, you know, put Tony and I in the darn task force, for heaven's sakes. But, I mean, let's get a task force together that, you know, try to figure out a way to get something going to get a stadium and an owner and a team here.
Yeah. Now, listen, we got some phone lines open. Chris versus the Fan coming up here in a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and give you a little piece of what I was talking about in terms of the Padres. And
yeah, I was interested to hear about that.
We're going to get into it probably at 4 o'clock since we kind of went a little bit over on the Charger talk. But The team that's actually here and actually seemingly trying to make their team better so that they can be competitive and be into the conversation deep into October. Dennis Lynn is out with a terrific article of The Athletic. Said the Padres might seem an unlikely candidate to pursue another nine-figure contract, particularly one that could cost them upwards of $30 million in average annual value. In 2020, they will owe roughly $80 million to Manny Machado, Eric Hosmer, Will Myers, and Garrett Richards. Several other players are due raises, yet in recent weeks, team officials have signaled an intention to raise a historically meager payroll to a more competitive level. And this is, I'm quoting, if there's another Hosmer contract or Manny or Machado contract that really makes sense, the answer from our organization is going to be, tell me more. Padres general partner Peter Seidler said after last week's press conference for the new manager Jace Tingler, if it lines up and it's big money, we're going to consider it. So last year, I remember a very similar quote coming out, and I was very skeptical. Now, I can no longer be skeptical after back-to-back years in which Padres have been in the thick of conversations for major free agents. I've been the first one to be like, ain't happening. And back-to-back years, I've been proven really wrong. So this year, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say anything is possible at this point. Chris, I think this, as much like last year, is a good sign. That's a Padres.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Because that's the it's honestly the one I honestly, you know, when we talked about Strasburg yesterday, my first thought was, you know, yes, of course, I'd love it, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, are they going to come up with another $150 million? I mean, that's just, you know, that's just really, really hard to fathom that they'd be, you know, that. Not, I don't, desperate's not the word, because that would be, that would not be a desperate move. That would be a, you know, fantastic move. And that would be a move that would get everybody, you know, absolutely completely fall in love again with the Padres. But I just, I mean, there's has to be a time when enough's enough. And then, I mean, are we ever going to get to the point where the Padres actually have to start worrying about paying a luxury tax?
I mean, I think that's a, you bring
that
up,
was the, that's what the Dodgers and the Yankees and all of those teams do.
You bring up a good point, but it's important to remember as much payroll as the Padres have added. Remember, this payroll thing is year to year. Padres were still bottom half of the league in payroll. I think they were 23rd,
yeah,
22nd. So there's
that's
room
true.
for more. And I think we hear the big Hosmer contract. We hear the entirety of these contracts, and we think, man, these guys are spending. But really, you got to remember, it's what they're making on the year. $30 million. Remember, Steven Strasburg opting out of what would average out to be $25 million each year over 4 years. Is $30 million the number? I just now realized that Steven Strasburg is younger than I initially thought. I thought he was 31, 32. He's 30 years old. He's got some time left, and maybe a four-year deal isn't going to cut it. Maybe it's upwards of 5 or 6 years that he's going to be looking. We don't know. Eventually, we will find out. But we'll get into this story more a little bit later. Time.
I want to just touch on one more thing that I want to get to later, too, is I want to ask you to just start thinking about this, you and everybody who's listening. If you could do the Eric Hosmer thing all over again, would you still do it?
Wasn't he the best
player last
year?
We don't need an answer now, but I think it's something interesting to talk about at the top of the hour.
I will hold on to that and not give you my answer yet, but that's a very interesting question.
Hot tease.
Hot tease it is. All right, let's get to Chris versus the fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Scravy, why don't you give us the rules?
The rules are you have to make it through three questions. Each question's going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets that same question right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you have a chance to move on to the next question or win the prize.
All right, let's get right to it. First of all, before we get right to it, got a few lines available. 833-288-0973. Here we go. First contestant, Joey in Lakeside. Good luck to the rest of y'all. Lakeside guys dominate this show. Joey, welcome to the show. How you doing today, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well.
I probably would do the Hosmer thing again.
I think I would,
probably
too.
Probably would.
I'll tell you why when we get to it. All right, here we go. First question of the day. What team won the NCAA basketball tournament last year?
Michigan State?
Michigan State is incorrect. Chris.
Yes.
For the steal.
It was not Maryland Baltimore County. It was the team that they beat the year before, Virginia.
Very well done there. Virginia, the answer.
Joey.
Bye.
Joey, thank you for competing.
Sorry,
brother. Let's move on to the next contestant, Sean in Lakeside. Welcome to Gwen and Chris. How you doing today?
Doing fine. How about you guys?
We're good. Here we go. First question. Who was the NBA MVP last year? Our last season, I should say.
James Harden.
James the Beard Harden is incorrect. Chris for the steal.
James Harden's incorrect, huh?
It, he is.
He was not the MVP last year?
He was not the MVP.
God. How am I totally blanking out on this? And I mean totally blanking out. The guy passed James Harden.
Yes.
And whoever won it deserved it, too.
Yes,
it wasn't like
did.
It was a, oh, Giannis.
There Giannis. It is. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the
God,
correct answer.
I mean, I honestly, when you asked the question, my first thought was, it's James Harden. And then the guy said James Harden, and I'm like, good, he got one. And then you said, nope. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, you hung in there long enough. You hemmed and hawed and got the answer
hemmed
to
and hawed.
Here we go. Jose. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Trey. We got like
did we ever say what we're giving away?
We did not say what we were giving. What are we giving away today?
We're giving away, I believe, Aztec tickets.
You believe? Yes, yeah, a pair of tickets.
There it is.
To see the San Diego State Aztec take on the Fresno State Bulldogs. All right, Jose.
Hey,
and
Tony.
Yes.
Hey, Tony, isn't it totally scraby, though, to come on and go, hey, did we ever announce what we're giving away?
Hey, there
and
are
by
some
the way,
things going
I
on
don't
behind
know
the
what
scenes
that
over
is.
Here.
There's a
I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what that is, but did we ever announce it? That is so you scream.
Because your thought would be that if somebody's going to bring it up, they're going to have the answer. Like on
they're
going to
have the answer, yeah.
Not scream.
How you're, am I getting roasted for this?
You're 100% right. All right, let's move on. Jose and Chula Vista, welcome to Gwen and Chris. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. How you doing, guys?
We're doing well. All right, here
hey,
we go.
Jose.
First question. Who did the Pelicans pick number one overall this year in the draft?
Not a basketball guy, but I think it was Zion Williams.
I think you are correct. Are we going to banging for
no,
that?
No, we need to get past the first
Zion Williams' son will accept Zion Williams. We knew what
yeah,
you meant.
Close enough. Close enough.
Here we go. Question number two. What player holds the single season record for most points in a season in the NFL?
I'm going to guess with Zane Thomas.
Your guess is spot on. LT
wow.
is the answer. Nice
Very
work,
good.
Jose.
Did you know that, Chris?
Very good. Yeah, I did, but it was not 100% sure. Paul Hornung actually held that record for many, 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 many years until LT had that 30-touchdown season. And I don't know if it was 2008, something like that, but LT got it.
Wow. Good
right.
job, Jose.
Jose, here we go. Question number three for those pair of tickets to the Aztecs Bulldogs game. There are two teams that have made two World Series appearances but have not yet won. Name those teams.
Okay, the Rangers made one. And Seattle hasn't made it. Shoot.
All right, Jose, we need
the Padres.
What are your answers? I'm sorry.
The Padres have made it twice, and they haven't won it.
There's two teams.
Padres might be one. Might not be one, but you gotta give me two.
Oh, shoot, I don't know the second one. I'm gonna guess. D-backs won it. The Rockies made it once.
I believe you said it already, and I'm giving you a hint.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna stick with the Rangers then.
And a boy, Scraby.
You win, Jose.
Nice work, Jose.
You Scraby, said it right off the bat.
Hey, Jose. Hey, Jose, you better take Scraby to that Aztec game.
Nice work.
But I don't want the ticket then.
Nice work, Jose. Stay on the line. And,
stay on there, Jose.
And Thomas
way to go,
will take
man.
Care of you. Nice work.
We don't have enough time to go like 9 rounds today.
No,
that's
fun. We're jam-packed today.
You know what's funny about that?
What you got?
I did not know the answer at all.
You know what's funny is that
until he said Rangers, and then when he said Rangers, I did not know the other team until he said Padres.
And then it dawned on you?
Yes, I was completely in the dark on that one.
The idea was that he would guess one, and I wouldn't tell him if he got it right or wrong, just in case you didn't know it. But sounded like had he not mentioned it, you might not have known it, and he would want to take it anyway.
I might. No. But with all of Scraby's clues, it was taken care of.
Yeah, see, one. What was that last thing
the
right there?
The only reason I gave him a clue is because he said it. And he knew it.
No, he said the Rangers went to one.
Oh, that's right.
He didn't actually
know
it.
He said they went to one. He didn't. He
I just
didn't
felt
think
good
they
for
had
Jose.
Gone to two.
I just felt good for Jose.
Either that or you were sabotaging so Chris didn't win because he was pretty much dominating this game until Jose got.
We'll never know.
Yes, no, we know. We don't.
We'll
what do you mean we'll never know?
We'll never know.
We know exactly what the deal is. You haven't caused me enough heartache this weekend already, Scraby. You have to continue to cause me heartache.
That is true. I did beat you in fantasy football to make you 0-9.
Unbelievable, right? What is the winless cattywampuses keep rolling through the season?
Man, that's gotta hurt,
dude. It is unbelievable.
You do score a ton of points, and you've lost every.
He leads our league in points.
That's something
second
that
in
you
points
can't do
without a win. It's absolutely almost impossible.
That is hilarious. All right, we gotta step away. When we come back, the Lakers back in action against the Bulls. We got some pretty special commentary from the last Laker game we want to play for you guys. When we come back, just sliding along through this Tuesday, Gwen and Chris, 97.3, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.